Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful portion of word that just points out that this wonderful love that you have for us, this perfect love, this royal love, has nothing to do with our natural abilities. So it all comes from the Spirit. And so thank you, Lord, that you know what you have in mind for each and every one of us, Lord. And I thank you, it's eternal realities. That's always been there in your heart. Thank you. We're not just something you just thought up now when we got born again, but it was realities that are always been there. It's kingdom realities, Lord. Kingdom realities is your presence, the Godhead's presence, but also our, the church of the firstborn, our names written in heaven, the destiny and plan you have for us, Lord. We so appreciate that, and that's why we draw close, Lord, so that we can see what you see and so as to experience what you want us to experience and be who you made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 3, verse 7 and 8. This is my life work, helping people understand and respond to this message. It came as a sheer gift to me, a real surprise. God handling all the details. When it came to presenting the message to people who had no background in God's way, I was the least qualified of any of the available Christians. God saw to it that I was equipped, but you can be sure that it had nothing to do with my natural abilities.
Hallelujah. So praise God. We just see here, you know, Paul's example, you know, he thought he had his life sorted out, and he was zealous to persecute the Christians and content in his understanding, but God knocked him off his horse. And so he knocked all of us that has been born again. We've passed from the natural into the spiritual when we were born again. Why? So we can now wake up to realities that are in God's heart. That's why his word says so beautifully, we cease from our own works and enter into his works. And that is the works he's destined us, predestined us for a time such as this, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. The image and likeness of Jesus revealed. Amen. So that's the beauty, guys. That's the wonderful mystery that we always were and are children of the living God with a destiny, with gifts. And so it's so important to stay in tune with the family, our heavenly family, first of all, and then we can relate to everyone else on the earth and encourage them as well. You know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You cannot find yourself in this world. You don't find yourself in comparing yourself with yourself. You don't find yourself in comparing yourself with others or what others have to say about you. You are who God made you, and that's so important, and that's why it's so important as we're doing now, drawing close, his mercies, that love, that predestined plan, that name written in heaven, it comes about as we draw close to him, and he does all the work, and this is what Paul says, and this is the same with us, he works in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So be blessed, be encouraged. You're God's idea, and you are fragrance, a beautiful fragrance in this world. Being carnal, you're not a beautiful fragrance, you're a stench. But now being spiritual, in tune, you're a fragrance of God, a fragrance of Christ. Your life bears witness to the success, the beauty, and the goodness of God that has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.